This podcast is about my post of 12th September 2021 on my website travelure.in. Visit the site to read it online. 151 consecutive Sunday posts. Dear friends of Travelure, this is my 151st consecutive once a week post. After completing the quincentennial posts last week, I decided I will now post twice a month. From now on, you can read my posts on the second and fourth Sunday of the month. While that will be the norm going forward, in this post, let me take you through this almost 3-year journey. It was on 21st October 2018 that I started posting every Sunday, 9 PM Indian Standard Time. During this extended period, I have posted about an assortment of destinations, photography techniques, photo essays, and interviews with some noteworthy global travel bloggers. In this journey, I am proud of the two series I ran, a 52-week series titled Our Planet's Landmarks and a 26-week series called the Masterclass series. While the Landmark series covered both the popular and the quaint, the Masterclass series is a ready reckoner for photography enthusiasts to shoot the unusual. Besides these two, another series that helped not just my readers but even me to get to know some of my travel blogger friends better was Travel Shapers. This series was my humble way of showing my admiration for the path-breaking work these folks have done in the tough field of travel blogging. Our Planet's Landmarks. I started this series with the cellular jail in Port Blair, Andaman. After that, the series meandered through the popular attractions like the Schönbrunn Palace, Vienna, Austria, Gorongoro Crater, Tanzania, Sun Temple, Konark, India, and Sydney Opera House, Australia, and the unusual ones like the Bone Church, Kutna Hora, the Czech Republic, Skog, Skirko Garden, or Woodland Cemetery, Stockholm, Sweden, and the Catacombs, Paris, France. Almost 90% of posts in this series cover UNESCO sites. It even covered Göbekli Tepe, Turkey, the most ancient site of humans practicing religion, or the first human-built holy place, and also the largest gathering of humans, the Kumbh Mela, Prayagraj, India. As I progressed with the series, I learnt an important craft, the craft of storytelling. It encouraged me that it found favor with my readers like you. It even inspired me to start a year-long series of daily posts on UNESCO sites on my Instagram feed, the handle being Travelure. The Masterclass series. As a travel photographer, I have faced my share of photography challenges during my travels. These included some stumpers like the light, the elements, or the local conditions. Battling these, I learned a thing or two about how to tame them. I also realized my fellow travel photographers must also face these issues during their shoots. In the Masterclass series, I have shared my learning that helps you address these naughty situations. It covers a wide gamut of situations ranging from instilling a sense of speed in a still photograph to capturing architectural structures without distortions. It even covers stuff like making mundane look dramatic or adding a sense of mystique to the ordinary. Have a read. It is truthful. Travel shapers. In today's digital era, travel enthusiasts plan their travels by surfing the net and consuming online content that helps them shape their itineraries. As a participant and speaker in some of travel blogging conferences, including TBEX or Travel Blog Exchange and Trablin, I came across many strong influencers that help travel lovers across the globe plan their travels through some sparkling content. This prompted me to showcase these super creative content creators in a once a month series, that is last Sunday of every month, titled Travel Shapers. It helped me know these extraordinary folks better, read about them. The links to their content can lead to some unusual travel plans. My journey of storytelling on my blog continues. Just that I will now bring you two stories a month instead of a weekly tale. Stay tuned. The frequency may have reduced, but the passion remains undiminished. Pin it for easy access to encyclopedic posts on travel and photography.